Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Provincial election. Who are the candidates? With the Ontario legislature dissolving yesterday, it's official provincial election season in Ontario between now and voters hitting up polling stations on June 2. That is, in addition to the 10 days of advance voting that have been allowed this election season. Keep an eye on Sudbury.com's election page, where you will find articles and resources to help you make your decision in June. As the provincial leaders begin hitting the streets to wade into election season, so too are local candidates in the local Sudbury and Nickel Belt constituencies. Although candidates have until 2 p.m. on May 12 to file their nomination paperwork, the following are Greater Sudbury's candidates as of today. Both NDP candidates are running as incumbents. Read the full story here. Junction East structure designed to build a collective memory. The proposed Junction East structure is planned as being somewhere that you want to bring your family, your friends, people who visit Sudbury for the first time. So described Toronto-based WZMH Architects Principal Nicola Casciato during Tuesday night's special city council meeting, at which he offered the city's elected officials a virtual walkthrough of the proposed library, art gallery building his team has designed. It's about building a collective memory, he said of the structure, adding that similar to Science North, it's hoped that visitors leave the site remembering not only whatever activity they took part in, but also memories of the building itself. Joined by building stakeholders who each made their case for City Council forging ahead with the project, Casciato offered City Councilors a virtual walkthrough of the proposed building, providing them with their first in-depth rundown of the project in its current incarnation. During the meeting, he was greeted by a largely celebratory atmosphere around council chambers, whose members were excited to see the design more than 6 years after the project was first proposed. Read the full story here. Anti-abortion and pro-choice advocates react to U.S. Supreme Court leak on abortion as those involved in the abortion debate closely watch developments going on at the U.S. Supreme Court. SCOTUS, tension is rising over the expectation the court will overturn the Roe v. Wade court decision, 1973, that gave federal protection to American women and the right to choose to have an abortion to end an unwanted pregnancy. It now appears that SCOTUS is preparing to overturn that decision and put abortion rights into the jurisdiction of individual U.S. state legislatures. This is an issue because already there are 13 states that have trigger laws. Abortion is currently legal in every U.S. state, but there is a fear among some groups that this will change dramatically if the current law is overturned. In Sudbury, the news out of the U.S. has elicited differing reactions. Nicole Trudeau, a member of Sudbury Right to Life, said she was excited about the news out of the U.S. So, we're very happy about this development, especially in regards to the pro-life movement. We're excited to see that some states will be able to uphold the right to life. A different take was provided by the Sudbury Manitoulin Abortion Support Collective, SMASC, which issued a statement that the situation in the U.S. is concerning to all of us dedicated to supporting abortion access throughout the world. In a written statement, the collective said the volunteers who make up the group are standing together and say without hesitation, abortion access is a fundamental right. Read the full story here. Walmart shooting suspect arrested at Montague Avenue residence. The suspect in the March 31 shooting at the Walmart on LaSalle Boulevard has been arrested without incident at a residence on Montague Avenue. The arrest took place at approximately 9:20 p.m. on Wednesday, at which time a warrant allowed the Greater Sudbury Police Department's Emergency Response Unit to enter the residence to take Graham into custody. Caden Graham, 20, was taken to police headquarters and held overnight to attend bail court today. The March 31 shooting took place at approximately 8:45 p.m. and resulted in a 20-year-old man sustaining non-life-threatening gunshot injuries. He faces 6 charges including attempted murder with a firearm and unauthorized possession of a firearm. Read the full story here. What? Dumpling House introduces new robot waiter. The 7-star Dumpling House on LaSalle Boulevard hired a new server and she's not human? Bella, the robotic cat server, can serve, host, play music and sing the Happy Birthday song as well. She likes to be pet, just as one would with a cat, and just like a cat, she doesn't like to be pet too much. Wow, your hands are really warm, Bella said as Sudbury.com went to pet the server's metal ears. Along with the long list of skills the robot has, Bella also has, for some undefined reason, a heat sensor that detects temperatures, including body temperatures. "Keep your hands away from me. Meow," Bella said as she got one too many ear scratches. If you want to see Bella in action, watch Sudbury.com's TikTok on our visit to the dumpling house. Read the full story here. Ford promises to maintain abortion access. Other Ontario leaders pledge to expand it. Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford pledged Wednesday to maintain abortion access in the province, while the other three main parties said they would expand it if elected in June. The party leaders faced questions about the issue on the campaign trail in the wake of a leaked draft ruling from the United States Supreme Court that would strike down the right to legal abortions in that country. Ford, who is seeking re-election, said he would maintain the status quo, but dodged questions about whether or not he welcomes anti-abortion views among members of his caucus. In 2019, three members of his caucus attended an anti-abortion rally at the legislature. "We're not changing anything in Ontario," Ford said during an appearance in Brampton, Ont. "We're keeping it exactly the same." NDP leader Andrea Horwath said she would increase access to abortion in northern and rural parts of the province by investing in healthcare facilities and staffing in those regions. "Every woman, every person that needs abortion services should be able to get those services without any worries, without any trouble and without any lengthy waits that would prevent them from having a safe procedure," she said. Read the full story here. Nice day in store to end the work week. Expect a high of 13 and sunny skies to end your work week. The day will dawn with some cloudies, but those will clear in the morning as a northeast wind at 20 km per hour kicks up. The UV index today is 7 or high. Tonight, the skies will stay clear and the temperature will dip to 1 degree.